hour number two of the live Saturday edition of the program, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you. Hi, Mark.
And Mark.
You're doing a radio
show.
Sorry,
Julia's in her chair, and I'm thinking that she's on the air. Sorry.
1-800-259-9231, referring to my girlfriend, Julia, who normally co-hosts on Friday nights with us. If you'd like to hear her, you can go to the archives at freetalklive.com. Once again, 800-259-9231. Starting this hour out with a pretty disturbing story out of a city where you expect stories like this to come from, Boston. In fact, the whole state of Massachusetts, you expect stories like this. Massachusetts being one of the biggest government states in the entire country. And one of the more anti-gun states as well. The politicians in Massachusetts, the mayor of Boston specifically, has been known for accusing people in Vermont and New Hampshire and Maine, which all three states have much less restrictive gun laws than Massachusetts. They've accused the people in those three states of being...
The states themselves.
Yeah, the states themselves.
You're allowing people to smuggle guns into our pristine state. All our crime is your fault.
Exactly, yes.
Of course, there's very little crime in Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine.
Right.
Where people are allowed to own
guns. Carry guns, yeah.
And there's a great deal in Massachusetts where they're not.
This is the same state that has a total prohibition on fireworks. Just to give you an idea of the kind of politicians we're talking about. So here is the latest from Boston.com. Boston police are launching a program that will call upon parents in high crime neighborhoods to allow detectives into their homes without a warrant to search for guns in their children's bedrooms.
Well, it's a little weird. I don't recommend people participate in it, but I don't think that they should be spending our tax dollars on that particular thing. But if a parent wants to let a police officer come in their house and search for guns in their child's room,
certainly,
should be allowed to do such a thing. They are fools. It will cost them a fortune if the cops do find a gun, because they're going to charge their kid, and then who's going to defend them?
Well, the program, which is, and I agree with you, Mark, that in theory, a parent should, if this is something that a parent is interested in, they should be allowed to do this, and by all means, have a cop come into your home and poke around, whatever. But the way they're going about this it's not like they're just offering this as a service. Let me continue. The program, which is already raising questions about civil liberties, is based on the premise that parents are so fearful of gun violence and the possibility their own teenagers will be caught up in it that they will turn to the police for help, even in their own households. In the next 2 weeks, Boston police officers who are assigned to schools will begin going to homes where they believe teenagers might have guns. The officers will travel in groups of three, dress in plain clothes to avoid attracting negative attention.
Well, because nobody in these high crime neighborhoods knows what a cop looks like in plain clothes.
They'll ask the teenager's parent or legal guardian for permission to search. If the parents say no, police said, the officers will leave.
Good.
Now, again, come around. They're just going to ask. But wait, there's three cops. So
right, and the way they're going to phrase it is, excuse me, ma'am, we have to ask you to allow us to go inside so we can search your child's room.
Right, right. That's how they do it.
It doesn't sound like a question. It sounds like an order.
Right. I'm going to have to ask you to allow me in. We need to search your kid's bedroom for guns. But remember, they're only targeting the kids that they're suspicious of. So whoever it is at the school, that's going to allow them to say, excuse me, ma'am, we have suspicions that your teenager might be harboring a gun.
Please step aside. I have to search his room.
Yeah. I mean, I'm laughing.
I asked her to step aside. She stepped aside.
Right.
What?
Right. Right. Please. Again, this is what they're trained to do. They're trained to use these phrases that sound authoritative. They're trained to deliver these unassuming, what are otherwise unassuming words, ask, please, that sort of thing, in a very authoritative demeanor. Now, they're going to identify themselves as police when they get to the door. They're going to have their badges and everything. So it's going to be quite clear who the parents are talking to. And many of these parents in these neighborhoods are probably already quite frightened of the police. Again, these are high crime neighborhoods. Probably means that there's a lot of drug busts and that sort of thing that, that occur here, which means that inevitably many of these parents have had friends or sons or daughters already been harassed or arrested by the police on minor so-called crimes like possessing drugs. So they're probably very frightened of the cops and intimidated by them to begin with. And if you don't think the cops are going to use intimidation as part of this program, you don't know cops. So this is a really upsetting and anti-freedom and disturbing
right. If
program.
If parents are concerned about their children being involved in gun violence, then those parents should do a little parenting and go into their child's room and take a, you know, throw the place.
Yeah, I mean, the idea that a parent is too frightened to go and check out their own kid's room seems pretty absurd to me, but that's the excuse the police are using to unveil this new program. Now, the officers claim if they find a gun, they will not charge the teenager with unlawful gun possession, unless the firearm is linked to a shooting or homicide. Interesting claim. The program was unveiled yesterday by the police commissioner, Thomas Nolan, former Boston police lieutenant, who now teaches criminology, says, "I have a queasy feeling anytime the police try to do an end run around the Constitution. The police have restrictions on their authority and ability to conduct searches, and the Constitution was written with a very specific intent, and that was to keep the law out of private homes unless there's a written document signed by a judge and based on probable cause. Here, you don't have that." Critics say they worry some residents will be too intimidated by a police presence on their doorstep to say no to a search. Remember, three big intimidating cops standing out flashing badges and saying intimidating sounding things. What do you think most people are going to do?
Well, you know, the same thing they do when they have the option of telling a police officer that they can't search their car.
Right.
And a police officer says, "I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the car right now. Going to be searching the car. You know, I'm going to have to ask you to allow me to search this car."
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do they do? They let the cop search.
They sure do, over and over again. And you don't have to. If a cop is asking you to search, you can say no. And the reason they're asking is because they don't have your consent. And so they're playing that same game now with homes. Mm-hmm. I mean, the idea that this is now expanding, the cops wanting to search everything that you could possibly want to keep private. The inside of your vehicle, the inside of your home. Now it's gone from just being vehicles on traffic pullovers to just approaching people's houses and asking to come inside and look around. What if they find the kid's bong or something like that? What are they going to do then?
I would assume that they're going to take that too. Hopefully they won't charge them with that either.
But remember, we're trusting the cops to stick to their word here. And they're not so good at sticking to their word. Well, because if they have a warrant, if you've got a warrant to come into somebody's home to look for a firearm, and in the process of looking for the firearm, you find a bong, they will take the bong because it's contraband and it's illegal, but they can't charge you with anything. But if there is no warrant, and you have consent to go in and search for guns,
right?
You've been given audible consent, and you don't have a warrant saying specifically...
Then they can charge them.
Yes, they absolutely can.
They're saying that they're not going to, but they can.
Yep.
And this is absolutely the case. The verbiage they used there was an end run around the Constitution, and that's what it is. It's them trying to get around the Fourth Amendment.
They want you to waive your Fourth Amendment rights. They want you to surrender to them, and they want you to consent to allowing them to turn your life upside down. That's what's going to happen here. And also, I'm curious, what do you think? Teenagers. Are teenagers in America more likely to have a bag of marijuana in the top drawer of their dresser or a firearm? What do you think?
I'd say that that's probably a rhetorical question.
So, I mean, this is almost a cover for drug searches.
Hmm.
Anyway, let's see. Amy Reichbach from the ACLU says, "Our biggest concern is the notion of informed consent. People might not understand the implications of weapons being tested or any contraband being found. But Davis said the point of the program dubbed Safe Homes is to make the streets safer, not to incarcerate people."
No, that's what cops are here with. They're here to keep you safe. It's not police's job to lock people up. They don't get promotions based on the number of arrests that they get.
Right. And the idea that just going around and taking firearms from teenagers' rooms is going to make Boston any safer is absolutely absurd. If they actually go and do what they're saying they're going to do and take a gun from a teenager, teenager's dresser. Well, a teenager's not going to be charged with a crime or anything, supposedly. So he's going to go out and get another gun and hide it better this time. More on the way, 800-259-9231. Want to hear from you on this. Do you think that the cops are doing good? Are you on the side of the police with this one? 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar. 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Ted Anderson for Midas, November 16, 2007, gold, $793.90. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $817.94, $403.15 for half, $201.58 for quarter. That's $817.94, $403.15, and $201.58. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders is skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-6112. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-322-6112. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-322-6112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up anything. Live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
and Mark, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are completely free. The wiki's there with over 1,450 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive, wiki.freetalklive.com. And you can wow and amaze your techie friends with the new Zero Blaster. It shoots smoke rings up to 12 feet. They're the perfect gift for anybody who likes neat stuff. Get your blaster at ZeroToys.com. That's ZeroToys.com. So, talking about a pretty disturbing story out of Boston, and this may very well be a... knowing how governments like to share bad ideas amongst themselves, this may very well be coming to a city near you.
Right. This is really just a program. It doesn't require any legislation or anything like that.
Yes.
It just requires the police chief to say, you know,
let's do this. What they're doing is, in the next 2 weeks, Boston police officers, according to Boston.com, Boston Globe, are going to be going to houses of, they're going to go to the homes where teenagers live that they think might have guns. So they're going to, you know, draw up a list of suspects from whoever's at the high school, and they're going to approach the people's homes, and then whoever answers the door, they're going to ask them if they can search the teenager's room, supposedly to find firearms. Seems to me like they're more likely to find drugs, and the article does address the drug issue, which we might get to, but the fact is, this is just a scary story. As we pointed out earlier, the cops are very intimidating. They're going to be sending the cops to the doors in groups of three, mm-hmm. and though they need three cops to search a teenager's room. No, what they need is three cops to be three times as intimidating to the parent or guardian that answers the door.
If they sent one police officer, then the parent would likely be in the child's room mm-hmm. while the police officer searched. And police don't really like it when you're there in the presence while they search your stuff.
Yeah,
they like to be able to do it on their own. So I don't know. It's not like it's never happened that a police officer has planted something, in a room, in a car, or wherever. I'm not saying that every cop does that or anything, but they like you to be outside of the room. And
so you think maybe one cop might sort of pull aside the parent and interview them while the other two search,
and the other two throw the room, right?
And they're claiming they're not going to charge the kid if they find a gun. They're not going to charge the kid with unlawful gun possession. But once again, you have to rely on the word of the police. There's no real, again, as you say, there's no legislation here. There's no real strict program for them to follow. They're just promising things.
And regarding the situation of not being able to charge somebody, I seem to recall a case, and now don't quote me on this, somebody do your research on it, but I seem to recall a case in Chicago had something to do with child porn where they found some drugs. They didn't find child porn, but they found drugs, and they charged the person with it, and the Supreme Court said it was okay.
So you're saying I was incorrect, and maybe I'm living in the old America where you actually have to have a warrant identifying the items to be seized in order to charge somebody?
I wouldn't be sure either direction.
Nonetheless, this country is going in a very disturbing direction. They're approaching people and essentially being very pushy about coming into your home now. Mm-hmm. This could happen to you very, very soon. And if you're all by yourself and the cops show up, you get nervous, you get upset, you're not sure what's going on, you might want an explanation, but they're using terms like, you know, we got to ask you to let us in and search their room, you know, search your kid's room, and which is, again, going to encourage people to just say yes, because people, they're not accustomed to saying no to the police.
Right.
And the police are trained to be intimidated.
Right, and the police are trained to phrase things in a manner that saying no doesn't sound like a very good idea.
So I want to hear from somebody that thinks this is just a peachy keen idea that the police should be going out and doing these sorts of things. I'd love to hear a call like that. I don't know if I'm going to get it. 800-259-9231. Someone defend the cops here. Let's go to Sissy calling from Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Sissy. Sissy, going once?
Yes. Sissy's right here.
Hey,
I gotta hurry up and talk. My phone is about to go out.
Okay.
This is Sissy in Indianapolis, your best friend.
Yes.
And, the game did come up, and so I had to come in the house and go on your computer. I was listening in the car.
Oh,
it's a real bummer that the game supersedes you.
Yeah, well, you know, the games pay the bills, I guess.
But anyway, I'm not calling tonight to talk about ex-offenders and all that other stuff like that. What I do want to refer to is the situation you're talking about with the Boston police.
Yeah.
And are you familiar with the DIRP program?
Yes, it's an abject failure.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that because the DARE program was such a failure and they couldn't get the kids to come out of the house and tell on their parents, now they're going to go in there and see what's going on. Well, I'll hang up and you give your opinion on that. My phone's dying.
Thank you, Sissy, for the call. Not quite exactly the same situation. In the DARE program, they tried to get the kids to snitch on their parents.
Mm-hmm.
So if your kid went to your fifth grader kid went to his DARE class, the DARE officer might say, "Okay, now, boys and girls, now this
we
is
know
a
that
joint.
Drugs are bad.
This is a marijuana cigarette, and this is a bong, and this is marijuana. And have you seen any of these in your house? Do your parents smoke marijuana? Now look, we're not going to harm mommy and daddy. We just want to get them
help.
So you just tell us if mommy and daddy are using marijuana or any of these other drugs we have up here to show you today, and we're going to help mommy and daddy because mommy and daddy are sick, sick people, and they need our help." Which, of course, the kids are 10 years old, so they don't know. And especially if the parents haven't been up front with the kids, you know, if they've been trying to hide their drug use, then it'll look even worse.
And I can tell you, as a kid, I used to like to go through my parents' dressers and that kind of thing, just find stuff. And, you know, I got to say that I'm sure that if parents are smoking pot, their kids know.
Probably the case.
Seems something.
So it really depends on the level of education of the kid, because by age 10, you can have him pretty much understand that, look, this isn't necessarily a bad thing. Whatever you do, don't tell the cops at school. But I don't know if a lot of parents do that with their kids. So many parents have their own children snitch them out to the police. And that's what she was referring to with the DARE program. This is sort of the reverse. This is like the parents just stepping back and not doing anything to protect their kids, because the police are coming in looking through the kids' room, not the parents' dresser. So it's similar, but sort of in a reverse situation. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Becky, listening in Keene on WKBK. Hello, Becky.
Hi, you guys.
Good.
What's up?
I'm the person last week that told you about the cop that was actually my cousin's best customer.
Yes, the drug dealing cop, right.
Yes. He was also the teacher of my DARE program, so there you go.
Oh, so it's such irony.
Oh, yeah.
Hypocrisy.
Talking about the gun searches in Boston, this is the same city that actually had controlled riots during the latest World Series win. So,
what's a controlled riot?
Cops surrounded everywhere, but people still fighting and turning over cars. And
they take their sports very seriously in Boston, I'll tell you.
I'm a Met fan, so what are you going to do?
Even out here in Keene, I've seen people just
God, yeah. If I see another Red Sox thing, I'm going to frickin' puke.
They just act crazy at these at bars sometimes.
So you're saying the cops surrounded the crazies and they didn't actually stop them from doing destruction?
It was for protection of other people, so people don't, like, get trampled and all that crap.
A lot of good these cops are at protecting and serving. It's just a nonsense mantra. Becky, if you had more, hang on, we'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. Didn't know if you had any specific comments on the gun situation. Cops are trying to elbow their way into people's homes and search them with their consent. This is a disturbing trend that I expect to see spreading. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal. An irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231, inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. Place to go. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. By the way, want to invite you to get signed up for the Liberty Forum this weekend. Why this weekend? Well, because you get 25% off. And that's a pretty sick. I mean, the deal's already good for a convention, but 25% off is even better.
I'm surprised that they're doing it at all because they were so busy the last time.
Yeah, they certainly don't have to. This is just for Free Talk Live listeners.
Ah, that's the reason.
You have to know the special promo code. It's 2008 FTL, all one word, 2008 FTL. You punch that in, you'll get 25% off registration, meals, T-shirts, and anything else that you buy when you sign up for the Free State Project's New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Now, space is filling up fast, so get registered now. I think you have till the end of the weekend, as I understand it. So, once again, go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You'll learn about all the exciting speakers and events and things that are going to be happening. We were there last year. It was an absolute blast.
blast. I'm looking forward to going back. It's going to be even bigger and better this time. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. If you are even in the slightest bit concerned about liberty in America today, the state of liberty and helping advance liberty and spread freedom and the ideas of liberty, this is the place you need to be. This is the event, the liberty-oriented event of the year.
It's a blast.
And now you get 25% off if you register now.
It's informative during the day, and it's a party at night.
Once again, that code, 2008FTL, all one word, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Let's go back. I think Becky's still on the line, listening on WKBK. We're talking about a really sick story out of Boston. Police are going to be going house to house and in so-called high-crime neighborhoods and pressuring people into letting them in to search their teenager's room for guns. Now, Becky, you live in New Hampshire. Do you feel like this sort of a program would ever fly in New Hampshire?
God, I hope not. With the motto, live free or die.
Let's hope not.
Huh?
Let's hope not. Of course, they were trying to, you know, the good folks in the state house were trying to pass a seatbelt ordinance earlier this year. Fortunately, we stuffed that back down our throats.
I don't think they would get. I don't think it would. They would even ever try it in New Hampshire. I think that the cops here, at least here in Keene, where we do the show from, I think that the cops are a lot different than city cops.
I don't know. I mean, there are a few cops around here that are, you know, hungry to get promotions. One cop in particular. That'll do anything to get a promotion.
Well, we don't need to name names,
but he's really into computers. You know what I mean.
That guy. All right.
Yes.
I think I know who you're talking about. Thank you for the call, Becky. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. There's one cop here in Keene that does investigations of the online chat rooms and that sort of thing.
Mm.
I think that's who she's talking about. Anyway, 800-259-9231. This is a disturbing story. I want to give you a little bit more information about it because it is something that people need to think about and need to be prepared for because there's a chance this could happen to you someday. Look, it's only going to happen in Boston for now. This could easily go to New York City, Philadelphia. I mean, you name it. Any police department can do this because, as you said, Mark, it's just a program. It's just a something that they're coming up with.
Right.
It doesn't require an act of legislation for them to get permission to search your house. So they're going to come up and try to strong-arm you, verbally, you know, intimidate you, and maybe even physically intimidate you into letting these cops in to poke around. And before you know it, they're going to be looking to search other rooms in the house. Oh, well, you know, there's a chance that little Johnny, you know, the idea is to go and search the teenager's room for guns.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? They might say, like, well, we didn't find anything in here, but we really think that, you know, we have evidence from the high school that, you know, some of his friends have said. They can just lie. They're cops. They lie all the time.
They'll often sit two defendants in different rooms and tell them, well, the one guy just snitched on you, so you better go ahead and we'll go easy on you if you tell us what happened.
Right. See, it's legal for the police to lie to you.
It has been ruled it's legal for the police to lie.
But not legal for you to lie to the police, at least not federal cops. I'm not sure about local ones. But so they could easily go to you as a parent and say, look, Mr. Edge, we didn't find anything in little Johnny's room, but we have a very high level of suspicion that he is carrying a firearm or is hiding a firearm somewhere on this premises, and we are going to have to ask you to allow us to search the rest of the home.
No.
Yeah, but you know the tricks, Mark.
Right. Well, the fact is, they wouldn't have been allowed in my house in the first place.
Because you know what they're up to.
Right.
But if you were just the average city dweller who's used to being pushed around by the government, who doesn't have this, you know, small government outlook like you do necessarily, and it doesn't understand the Fourth Amendment, has never read the Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects, against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue upon probable cause, or except probable cause, blah, blah, blah. So nobody in those, very few people living in cities or in anywhere in America have read the Fourth Amendment. So they're going to get pushed right over by these cops. And they're not going to know how to say no to the police. So I think this is going to expand into more than just the teenager's room. And I think that they're definitely going to confiscate a lot of drugs in this particular case. But going back to the story from Boston.com, still, by the way, I want to hear from somebody that supports the police on this. 800-259-9231. One of the cops here says that this isn't evidence we're going to present in a criminal case. This is a seizing of a very dangerous object. He's claiming they're not going to incarcerate anybody. They just want to make the streets safer. Said, I understand that people's concerned about this, but the mothers of the young men who've been arrested with firearms that I've talked to are in a quandary, he said. They don't know what to do when faced with the problem of dealing with a teenage boy in possession of a firearm. We're giving them an option in that case. Also, but some activists questioned whether the program would reduce the number of weapons on the street. Jorge Martinez, executive director of Project Right, said that the criminal whose gun is seized can quickly obtain another. I mean, right. Teenagers can't just walk into the gun store and buy a gun off the shelf. They got that through some underground channels. Whether they stole it from grandpa or they bought it from their friend at school, it didn't come through a legitimate channel. So they can just go right back underground and get another gun. He said there's still an individual who is an impact player who is not going to change because you've taken the gun from the household. The program will focus on juveniles 17 and younger and is modeled on an effort started in 94 by the St. Louis Police Department. Once again, bureaucracies always borrowing awful ideas from each other, which they apparently stopped the program in 1999 partly because of funding ran out for it. Police said they will not search the homes of teenagers they suspect have been involved in shootings or homicides and who investigators are trying to prosecute. The cop said, in a case where we have investigative leads or there's an impact player that we know has been involved in serious criminal activity, we'll pursue investigative leads against them and attempt to get into that house with a search warrant so we can hold them accountable. Police will rely primarily on tips from neighbors. Oh, we love just more snitch society stuff. I thought that they were getting it from the high schools, but apparently now if a neighbor suspects your kid, they'll call the cops and snitch them out, and then the cops will show up at your door and be very, very pushy and try to get into your home and search around. This is great. We just need to encourage neighbors to snitch on their neighbors for more things. Drugs, guns, grass is growing too high, whatever. Call the snitch line. They'll also follow tips from the department's anonymous hotline and investigators' own intelligence to decide which doors to knock on. A team of about 12 officers, and then they give the neighborhoods they're going to go to. If drugs are found, it will be up to the officer's discretion whether to make an arrest. So we were right, Mark. They're just up to them.
Yeah.
And what do you think they're going to do?
Well, you know, if you spent your time and if it's your job to arrest people and you spent your time going out and going to this home and, you know, you're with a bunch of other guys,
you want to come back with someone in cuffs.
Right. I mean, that's what they look at the promotion time.
Oh, and by the way, parents shouldn't think that if it's their drugs that they find that they'll be safe. Because they'll arrest anybody. If they find your bong in your kid's room, and you say, well, right. It's not my kid's, that's mine.
You let them search.
Yeah. You're going down. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Want to hear from somebody that wants to defend the police here. Police going and pushing their way into people's homes and poking around, looking through their stuff on the flimsiest of pretenses? This is disturbing precedent. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. Callex.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens. Longs, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calx for my heels.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient, cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider, with same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra. Rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com where all the features are totally free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link and Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. Doesn't matter if you're shopping in any one of their 41 categories, if you're buying used or buying brand new, Free Talk Live gets a percent if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com. For the sleep you've been dreaming of, that's SavvyRest.com. 1-800-259-9231. What do you know, Mark? Nobody's calling in to defend the police little home search program we're talking about here. Boston, Massachusetts, they...
People are probably disturbed by it.
The cops are going to be going door to door when they get a tip from a neighbor, or they use their own intelligence, whatever that means, to determine whether a teenager might be packing heat or storing the gun in his room. So they'll be going up to the front doors and using their copy ways, their very intimidating demeanor. And by the way, there'll be three cops there to be triple the intimidation. They'll intimidate parents into allowing them inside. Now, it's supposedly a consensual search, right? They don't actually have a warrant or anything from a judge that says they have the legal right or whatever to search the property. They're getting the parent to allow them inside. And, in fact, they are, and I was speculating earlier, Mark, about how, you know, most people don't know their rights. Most people aren't aware of the Fourth Amendment. They don't understand the right to privacy in their homes and their persons and their, you know, their effects. They don't get it. They don't know about it. And I was just sort of curious in my head as to, well, you know, how many parents would say yes? When the cops show up at somebody's front door, completely unannounced, and they say, "Excuse me, ma'am, we got a report that your son might have been flashing a gun around the neighborhood here, and we think he might be storing it in his room. In fact, we're going to have to ask that you allow us to come in and search his room." How many people are going to say, "No, thank you. Have a nice day, officer"? How many? Take a guess.
You have numbers?
I have some numbers.
20%.
Those are the people who say no? 20% would say no?
Yeah.
Okay. Boston police, again, are basing this program off of St. Louis, which did it in the mid to late 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
Boston police officials touted the success of St. Louis's program's first year when 98% of people that were approached gave consent to search, and St. Louis police seized guns from about half of the homes they searched.
Wow.
St. Louis police reassured skeptics by letting them observe the searches, said Roger Heimberger, a retired St. Louis police sergeant. Now remember, just because St. Louis police did it that way doesn't mean Boston police will do it the exact same way.
Nor does it mean that St. Louis police did it in the manner that they did when the skeptics were watching.
That's a good point. He also said, "We had parents that invited us back, and a couple of them merely insisted that we take keys to their house and come back anytime we wanted." The number of people who gave consent plunged in the next 4 years. Now, they don't give you those numbers, interestingly enough, but I'm curious as to why that might be.
Because a few people got arrested, and then suddenly word was getting around, and then organizations came out and said, "Hey, look, you don't have to let these guys in.
Right.
Don't let them in."
I think you're right about that, Mark, because then they just go into the cops' speculation as to why. For instance, support might have flagged because over time police began to rely more on their own intelligence than on neighborhood tips. That's not it. What they don't talk about here is the other arrests that they made, the confiscations that they made, the other things that they did besides the guns that they found. It's very likely that they arrested some kids for having some marijuana or harassed some parents for who knows what conditions in their home. And I think you're right, Mark. Interest groups did spring up. Word spread that you can say no to these searches, and people started saying no. So information, very, very powerful thing. Information is something that people need to have, and it's not hard for them to get. They just have to, you know, listen to the right radio show. And luckily, we're on in Boston. 800-259-9231. So, the lesson tonight is just say no to police searches. And here's an additional tip. If you aren't sure if the police are asking you something, ask them if they're asking.
Right.
If a cop says something to you like, "Excuse me, ma'am, we were going to have to ask you to allow us to search this premises." "Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Officer, I'm not quite sure on what you... Were you asking me or ordering me?"
Right. I just want some clarification.
Yeah. I just want to clarify what you said. Just want to make sure I understood you correctly. Were you asking or ordering me?
Mm-hmm.
Then the cop will have to answer that question. He might try repeating his mantra over again to see if...
Because that's what he was taught, and he doesn't know what else to say.
Right.
"Well, I'm going to have to ask you to allow me to search." "Oh, so you're asking me."
You are asking.
Then the answer's no.
No. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You can ask the police questions, because especially in a situation where they don't have a warrant or anything like
with
that.
With a home, you're in particularly good shape because, as opposed to a car they can bring out the dogs and, go circle the car. And we've had police officers on this show say that those dogs can be enticed to alert on nothing.
Absolutely.
So... whereas with a home, they can't really, and, you know, they're searching for possible weapons, they just can't do anything about it.
Right. They don't have a warrant, so they totally need your consent. If you refuse to give it, they should not be entering your home. But you have to know that you can refuse the consent, and you have to know when they're asking. So, the cops have to answer your questions, especially in a contact situation. Remember, there are three possible situations between you and the police. There's contact, where the police approach you. Maybe you're on the street, or in this case, in your home. The police come up, they knock on the door, they want to talk to you or whatever. That's a contact. Now, when a police contacts you, they're looking to get information for what purpose? To arrest somebody. That's what police do. They're not here to keep the peace. They're here to enforce laws. That's why they're called law enforcement officers now, instead of peace officers, they used to be called. So, when they're asking you questions, they're trying to uncover information to give them reasonable, articulable suspicion or probable cause Now, if they have reasonable articulable suspicion, they can then detain you. That's the second step. So first there's contact.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they just approach you and start asking you things. Now remember, you don't have to answer anything, in fact, on a contact. During the contact, you are free to, A, not answer the door in the first place.
Am I being detained?
Yeah, B, ask the question, am I being detained? That's another important question to remember when you're dealing with the police. If you aren't being detained, then you are free to go. If you are not free to go, you are being detained. Or possibly under arrest, which is the next step.
Mm.
So, in a contact, you can either just refuse to even speak to the police officer. You can cut off the conversation at any point you feel comfortable with. Now, I would highly recommend not getting into a conversation with them in the first place. Because, again, they're just looking to arrest somebody. And that could be you. Just turn around and walk away if you have to. If you're on the street and the cop approaches you, you can ignore them as though they're not even there. Then there's the detention part. That's when they have reasonable articulable suspicion. They think a crime might have been committed. I don't have the exact definition of that in front of me, but if they have it, they'll let you know that you're being detained when you ask them.
Mm-hmm. There's probably police officers right now listening, thinking that we're over-informing the public on their rights.
There's never a point of over-informing.
Right. And that just it would just go to show how concerned a lot of police can be about people and their rights.
There's a dearth of information out there about the police.
Absolutely.
As far as the public is concerned, and they need to know. So there's detention. Now, when you're detained, the reason the police have detained you is because they need to gather some sort of reason to arrest you. Probable cause, I think, is the term I'm looking for here. They have to have probable cause in order to arrest you and charge you with something. And that's what they're trying to do with the detention, you know, perhaps to go and question somebody else or look for some evidence or whatever. And so then you get to the arrest phase, which then you're completely in their custody. You are definitely not free to go. You can get out of a detention, but an arrest, you're going to the pokey. So there you go. Now you've hopefully learned something a little bit new. And I know we do have cops listening, and many of those police officers are friendly towards liberty.
Oh, absolutely. They want people to know their rights.
I am not a police expert. It's possible I could have gotten a detail or two off there. And if you want to correct me, I'd love to hear from you guys. 800-259-9231. Run me through contact, detention, and arrest. I'm sure there's some factors I missed, too, like how you can behave during a detention, what you can ask. And at any time, you can ask the cops questions. I mean, they can question you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So ask them questions too. Specifically, am I being detained? Are you asking or are you ordering? 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. People hanging on. We're getting right to the phone calls here to kick off hour number three. And we'll probably check in with the email box as well, see what you have to say. This is your show, and you can bring up anything. Still want to hear from you. Just because we're changing hours doesn't mean that you can't call about the same topics. This is Free Talk Live, so anything goes. Police supporters want to hear from you if you think searching houses is a good idea.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We at